Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, here are three East Valley developments residents should know. A popular Valley restaurant chain opened, and two new residential projects are underway in Mesa, Scottsdale, and Chandler. The popular Arizona-based neighborhood restaurant, The Vig, opened its first East Valley location in Mesa's Dana Park Village Square Shopping Center. The site of a former Olive Garden in Scottsdale is being redeveloped into a senior living project called The Osborne, which will include 226 units in Old Town Scottsdale. In Chandler, a 345-unit apartment complex is under construction as part of the larger mixed-use Chandler Farms project. The Mesa location marks its seventh location in the valley, with an eighth planned at the former Paradise Valley Mall redevelopment project. The Vig took over the property that previously housed the Union Jack restaurant. Other anchor tenants at Dana Park include AJ's Fine Food Grocery Store, Barnes & Noble, and Sephora, among other popular food spots. The development is near Val Vista Drive and Baseline Road in Mesa. Aspirant Development, an arm of Scottsdale-based Empire Group, is building the Osborne project that will include 118 active adult units, 74 assisted living units, and 34 memory care units. There will also be retail and restaurant space open to both the public and Osborne residents on the ground floor of the building. The project is located at the southwest corner of Osborne and Scottsdale Roads. Modera Chandler will be a garden-style community featuring 345 apartment homes and a modern farmhouse-style aesthetic. The complex will include 7 3-story residential buildings and offer 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes with private patios or balconies. Community amenities include a parking garage, a resort-style pool, pet park, fitness center with a yoga and Pilates studio, resident clubhouse, and co-working space. That story was, here are three East Valley developments residents should know. The next story, two die after pickup truck crashes into wall in Apache Junction neighborhood. A pickup truck collided with a block wall Saturday morning in Apache Junction, killing the driver and passenger, police said. The crash occurred just after 1 a.m. July 19, near Idaho Road and 16th Avenue. Officers found the truck had hit a wall in the residential neighborhood, police said. The man and woman inside the truck, who have not been identified, were taken to a hospital by Superstition Fire and Medical District personnel. They did not survive, police said. Authorities ask anyone who witnessed the collision or having any information to contact the Apache Junction Police Department at 480-982-8260. That story was two die after pickup truck crashes into wall in Apache Junction neighborhood. The next story, $200 million AI-powered factory coming to Mesa to bring 350 jobs. An advanced manufacturing factory company announced July 17, it plans to create a facility in Mesa, which will represent a $200 million investment and create about 350 new jobs. Hadrian, a company that creates artificial intelligence-powered factories to manufacture products in various industries, including aerospace and defense, will create a 270,000-square-foot manufacturing and software hub in Mesa. The company offers a factory as a service, meaning it works as a third-party manufacturer to scale production for companies in sectors like defense, aeronautics, and shipbuilding. The company works with components at every stage of manufacturing from raw materials to finished products. America cannot afford to lose another generation of industrial capacity, Chris Power, founder and CEO of Hadrian, said in a statement. We're building the factories that will secure American leadership in advanced manufacturing and create new jobs here in the United States. China is making massive bets on industrial dominance. The United States needs to respond, not just with policy, but with production. Hadrian is leasing a building at the Cube's Mesa Gateway development near Pecos and Chrisman Roads, east of Mesa Gateway Airport. The factory is expected to be operational in early 2026. Arizona's thriving aerospace and defense sector plays a critical role in creating good-paying jobs and ensuring our national defense, Sandra Watson, president and CEO of the Arizona Commerce Authority, said in a statement. With a commitment to innovation and manufacturing excellence, Hadrian will strengthen Arizona's aerospace and defense industry, and we are grateful the company chose Mesa for its advanced manufacturing facility. Hadrian also announced it is searching for a location for a 400,000-square-foot research and development headquarters, expected to be operational by January 2026. In addition to the new Mesa facility, the company already has operations in Torrance, California. Over the next year, the company plans to announce 4 to 5 additional facilities. Mesa is proud to welcome Hadrian's Factory 3 to our city, Mark Freeman, mayor of Mesa, said in a statement. This $200 million investment and the creation of 350 high-wage jobs reinforce Mesa's growing reputation as a national hub for advanced manufacturing and defense innovation. Hadrian's presence marks a major step forward in strengthening America's industrial base, and Mesa is honored to help lead that charge. That story was $200 million AI-powered factory coming to Mesa to bring 350 jobs. The next story, 100-unit multifamily rental development planned in Apache Junction. A two-story, 100-unit multifamily townhomes rental development called Skyline Towns is planned at the northwest corner of Winchester Road and Junction Street in Apache Junction. The Apache Junction Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 7 p.m. Tuesday, July 22, to consider a rezoning of three parcels from City Center and General Rural Low-Density Single-Family Detached Residential to High-Density Multiple-Family Residential by planned development to facilitate a lot combination and construction of the development. According to the Pinal County Assessor, the parcels have never been developed and have been historically vacant, according to a staff memo to the commission by planner Erica Hernandez. Brendan Mayer of EPS Group, Inc., representing Skyline QOZB LLC, also known to the city as Bella Flora Communities, on August 26, 2024, applied for a pre-application review for a proposed rezoning for the development of then parcel numbers 101-19-0220, 101-19-023B, and 101-19-023C, with the intent of performing a lot combination and constructing a two-story, 100-unit multifamily rental development, consisting of both with 2- and 3-bedroom options, it states in the memo. Reese Anderson of Pew and Lake is the applicant. Skyline QOZB LLC is the owner. The applicant seeks the following deviations from the city's zoning ordinance: a reduction in the main structure front setback from 20 feet to 15 feet to allow for a 6-foot concrete masonry unit perimeter wall, which also acts as a rear yard walls for the units along Junction Street; a reduction in interior side setbacks from 10 feet to 5 feet to accommodate 5-foot rear covered patios; and a reduction in rear setbacks from 20 feet to 5 feet to accommodate 5-foot rear covered patios. Staff is supportive of the proposed rezoning request because of its general conformance with the zoning ordinance and the 2020 general plan. Aside from the requested deviations, the applicant has met site plan and design requirements, Hernandez said in the memo. The Skyline Town's townhome rental community is to offer 2- and 3-bedroom units in 5 3-plex buildings and 17 5-plex buildings, with 100 units in total, according to a written project narrative. The townhomes are two stories with a building height of 26 feet 6 inches. The clubhouse is located at the entrance of the community and is surrounded by amenities such as a pool and spa, pickleball courts, Ramada, picnic tables and barbecue grills, and a tot lot with a shade structure. The gated entry is located west of Winchester Road and north of Junction Street, it states. As seen on the landscape plans, the community is providing lush landscaping throughout and provides a variety of 24-inch box trees along the streets and perimeter of the project. The dog park is located in the far northeast corner of the site, which is also well screened with large trees, it states. The primary duties of the Planning and Zoning Commission include community contact regarding items including a zoning change request to an application from a developer for a shopping center development or housing project. Also included are conditional use permits, with the final decision being handled at the Planning and Zoning Commission level, according to the city's website. That story was 100-unit multifamily rental development planned in Apache Junction. Next story, Mesa joins Metro Phoenix cities to regulate data centers as tech footprint grows. Mesa has one of the largest footprints of data center operations in Metro Phoenix, but the city became the latest to add regulations over how the giant tech hubs can develop. City Council approved new design standards and established specific zoning regulations at its July 8 meeting. Other cities such as Phoenix and Tempe have also recently updated their zoning codes related to data centers. Mesa has been a hotbed for data center development, with technology giants opening and constructing facilities such as Meta, Google, and Apple. We're not prohibiting data centers. We think it's time, though, now to strike a balance for where they go and how to help mitigate the impacts, and consider utility capacity in particular, Economic Development Director Jay O'Donnell told the City Council at a June 26 meeting. Data centers are large buildings that house IT infrastructure for building, running, and delivering applications and services. While the facilities have created an anchor for continued growth in technology industries in Arizona, many have criticized the facilities for their water and power consumption. Over the past 6 years, Mesa has had 15 data centers that have either been built, approved, or proposed, accounting for about 1,500 acres or 15 million square feet in the city, according to city documents. The scope of data center campuses has changed from a small-scale, nondescript building to industrial-sized campuses spanning scores of acres. That, in part, has pushed the city to make the zoning changes. In March, NTT Global Data Centers purchased more than 173 acres in Southeast Mesa for $296 million to develop a massive campus with 7 data halls, 1 warehouse building, and 1 two-story office building. Developers who want to apply for a data center will have more work to do. Developers will be asked to provide an operational plan, utility reports for water consumption, wastewater and electrical and natural gas services. Additionally, an initial sound study will be required. Development standards also come with a slew of changes. New builds will have to be at least 400 feet away from residential neighborhoods and be no higher than 60 feet. Data center projects already underway, whether in construction or in planning, won't have to adhere to the restrictions because they will be grandfathered into the prior codes. Property owners also have 3 years to claim the right to build data centers under the past standards with the city. After those 3 years are up, developers will need to follow the new requirements. Dozens of residents submitted comments in support of the zoning changes, clamoring for the new requirements, but industry representatives argued that the new standards are too restrictive. Brandy Wood, a Southeast Mesa resident, wrote, "These data centers cause traffic, noise, excessive power usage, and bring no new jobs to the community." That sentiment was echoed by others, including Jill Emanuel, who wrote that the data centers undermined the livability and curb appeal of the very communities Mesa worked hard to cultivate. However, those in the data industry pushed back on Mesa's new zoning changes. In an Arizona Republic op-ed published in June, Steve Zylstra, president and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council, and Josh Levy, the president of the Data Center Coalition, denounced the changes Mesa, Phoenix, and Tempe were proposing. They wrote that the zoning changes would create uncertainty in the market and impose restrictive and disparate requirements for data centers, risking the viability and competitiveness of data center projects in these jurisdictions. That story was Mesa joins Metro Phoenix cities to regulate data centers as tech footprint grows. You're listening to East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona, covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. The next story, Apache Junction woman killed in shootout with Pinal County Sheriff's Office deputies. Pinal County Sheriff's Office deputies shot and killed a 46-year-old Apache Junction woman Thursday night after authorities said she fired at least one shot that struck the windshield of a patrol vehicle. Melissa Mills died Thursday night at the scene of the shooting near North Gansel Road and East Combs Road. Mills was previously arrested in May 2024 for unlawful flight, driving on a suspended license, possession of dangerous drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia, according to a release from the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. Authorities said a Pinal County Sheriff's Office sergeant tried to stop a vehicle about 7:50 p.m. July 17 near the intersection of Gansel Road and Pecan Creek Drive. The driver refused to pull over, prompting a pursuit. During the chase, the suspect intentionally collided with the sergeant's vehicle, committing an aggravated assault just north of Combs Road, the release stated. The pursuit took 6 minutes, officials said, and during it, the suspect drove recklessly down a main thoroughfare near a shopping plaza and neighborhoods endangering the public. The suspect's vehicle ended up in a ditch near North Gansel Road and East Combs Road, where the deputy-involved shooting occurred. The female driver produced a handgun from the dashboard and fired at deputies, who were positioned behind their patrol vehicles giving commands. At least one round was confirmed to have been fired by the suspect, striking the window of a patrol vehicle just inches from a deputy's head, the release stated. The sergeant and two deputies returned fire, striking the suspect, who was pronounced dead at the scene. A man who was a passenger in the vehicle was detained and taken to a Valley hospital with minor injuries, officials said. He was booked into the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office jail on a traffic warrant from the Arizona Department of Public Safety. One deputy sustained injuries from glass fragments during the exchange of gunfire and was also taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. He has been released. Per standard procedure, the involved sergeant and deputies have been placed on paid administrative leave, according to the PCSO release. That story was Apache Junction woman killed in shootout with Pinal County Sheriff's Office deputies. The next story, 4 Metro Phoenix cities named among 10 best U.S. cities for renters. Here's why. 4 Metro Phoenix cities were named among the 10 best cities for renters in a new study from WalletHub. Though Overland Park, Kansas took the number one spot in the ranking, Scottsdale, Chandler, and Gilbert came in second, third, and fourth out of the 150 biggest U.S. cities studied. Several other Arizona cities also made the list. WalletHub's study didn't just take rental price into consideration in its ranking. It also examined cities' quality of life, size of homes, rental vacancies, renters' insurance cost, security deposit cost, and more. Here's what to know about renting in Metro Phoenix, including which cities are top for renters and how much apartments cost. According to WalletHub, Metro Phoenix is an excellent place for renters. Arizona had the most cities represented in not only the top 10 best cities for renters, but also in the top 30. Here's how Arizona cities ranked. Number 2, Scottsdale. Number 3, Chandler. Number 4, Gilbert. Number 8, Peoria. Number 14, Mesa. Number 17, Phoenix. Number 21, Glendale. Number 27, Tempe. One other Arizona city made the list. Tucson came in at number 51, placing it nearly in the top third of U.S. cities. However, another study showed slightly different results. Yardi's Rent Cafe research placed Gilbert and Scottsdale as the 12th and 15th on the list. Phoenix slipped to number 24 on a list of best U.S. cities for renters after ranking 72nd the year before. Metro Phoenix is a good spot for renters for several reasons, according to WalletHub. Quality of life. This was a main driver in the high rankings. Scottsdale, Peoria, Chandler, and Gilbert placed in the top 10 for quality of life. This included factors like job market, driving conditions, recreation opportunities, weather, schools, and safety. Rental market. Most of the Arizona cities on the list performed well in this category, which considered sublet laws, vacancy rates, amount of renters, and more. Affordability. Though it may not seem like it, to renters it costs less to rent in Metro Phoenix than other metro areas. For example, Chandler and Scottsdale ranked high. People only spend around 21% of their annual income on rent. Size and age of rentals. These factors also pushed Metro Phoenix cities higher on the list. Across the Grand Canyon State, the average apartment rent was $1,587 per month, with an average apartment size of 859 square feet, according to Rent Cafe, a popular rental market site. However, rent prices vary from city to city, often based on size of apartments, distance to certain attractions, and amenities. Rent Cafe indicates that Mesa had the cheapest average rent and Scottsdale had the most expensive as of June 2025. That story was 4 Metro Phoenix cities named among 10 best U.S. cities for renters. Here's why. The next story, date changed for the Cars tribute band Broken Lullaby benefit concert. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the fundraiser concert featuring Broken Lullaby, a Cars tribute band, hosted by Apache Junction's Unified School District, has been rescheduled to September 26. It will be held at the Performing Arts Center at Apache Junction High School, 2525 South Ironwood Drive in Apache Junction, with doors opening at 5 p.m. and the concert at 6 p.m. Tickets are $25 per person. Concessions will be sold. Proceeds from this event will be used to revitalize the Cactus Canyon Junior High sports field. More details will be coming soon. Purchase tickets at https://ajpac.luds.com/200483992. And that story was date changed for the Cars tribute band Broken Lullaby benefit concert. The next story, families seek $363 million from Mesa after fatal 2024 Falcon Field plane crash. Families of the 5 people who died after a plane overran the end of the runway at Mesa's Falcon Field Airport in 2024 have demanded $363.4 million in damages from the city to avoid a wrongful death lawsuit. The families argue the city failed to take sufficient safety measures to keep general aviation away from motorists on busy Greenfield Road, which is just beyond the end of the airport's 2 runways. On November 5, a 6-passenger Honda HA-420 jet plowed through a field at the end of a Falcon Field Airport runway, tore through a fence, slid onto Greenfield Road, hit a vehicle, and crashed into an orchard. The crash resulted in the death of 4 people on the plane and 1 vehicle driver. 18-year-old Kimball Lindahl was the lone survivor. Police identified the 4 killed in the plane as Drew Kimball, 44, Graham Kimball, 12, Spencer Lindahl, 43, and Rustin Randall, 48. They were all from Arizona. The driver of a red Lexus, 67-year-old Ray Longy, was killed in the collision as well. Longy was the father of former Arizona Republic reporter Lorraine Longy and was on his way to pick up his wife from work at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board has not released a final report into its investigation of the crash. The December 3 preliminary report found no engine abnormalities or issues with the airplane's brake or anti-skid system. Attorneys representing the victims' families submitted 4 separate notices of claims to Mesa, a precursor to a lawsuit against the city in May. The Longy family's notice of claim demanded $60 million to compensate the vehicle driver's wife and 2 children for the loss of care, companionship, advice, friendship, love, consortium, and financial support for their husband and father. The Kimballs asked for $80 million, the Lindahls asked for $121.7 million, and the Randalls asked for $101.7 million. In nearly identical claims, the attorneys allege the city failed to maintain a safe runway safety area and runway protection zone at Falcon Field Airport, and failed to install a form of barrier to prevent an aircraft from overrunning the runway and entering the public roadway. The attorneys claimed Greenfield Road, a major street that carries about 20,000 vehicles per day, is not a compatible land use within a runway protection zone, which is a buffer zone for aircraft during takeoffs and landings. The claim states that the runway protection zone starts 200 feet beyond the end of the runway and extends onto Greenfield Road and beyond. An airport layout plan shows the trapezoid-shaped outline of the zone overlapping Greenfield Road. Attorney Timothy McCullough, with McCullough Aviation Law Firm PLLC representing the Randall and Lindahl families, stated in the claim that the city had the opportunity to reroute North Greenfield outside the zones for the runways. By leaving Greenfield Road inside the zone, and by the lack of sufficient safety remediation measures to stop the velocity of an aircraft leaving the runway, the Honda jet did not have enough time or area to slow down, and the impact with both the fence along North Greenfield Road and Mr. Longy's vehicle directly resulted in this tragic loss of life, McCulloch wrote. City spokesperson Kevin Christopher declined an interview request and stated in an email to the Arizona Republic that the city refrains from commenting while litigation is ongoing. Christopher did not clarify if the city had formally responded to the family's notice of claim. A city has 60 days to respond to the notice of claim. If not, it opens the city to a lawsuit. That story was Families Seek $363 million from Mesa After Fatal 2024 Falcon Field Plane Crash. Remember that if you missed a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. You can also take SunSounds with you by getting our streaming and on demand and our new SunSounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones, and you can hear SunSounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device. This has been East Valley News, covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Stay tuned for more excellent content on SunSounds of Arizona.